Hyderabad. Oscar-winning actor, director, and producer Robert De Niro will be honored with the honorary Palme d'Or at the 78th Cannes Film Festival. The prestigious accolade, awarded for lifetime achievement, will be presented to the 81-year-old screen icon at the opening ceremony of the festival on May 13, 2025. De Niro's recognition comes as a tribute to his enduring legacy in global cinema and his deep-rooted relationship with Cannes, a bond that spans nearly five decades. De Niro first graced the red carpet at Cannes in 1976, when he was 33 years old. That year, he had two films in the official selection, Bernardo Bertolucci's 1900 and Martin Scorsese's Taxi Driver, the latter of which went on to win the coveted Palme d'Or, the highest honor awarded at the festival. Over the years, De Niro returned to Cannes with several acclaimed films. In 1983, he starred in Scorsese's The King of Comedy, which screened at Cannes. A year later, he appeared in Sergio Leone's Once Upon a Time in America. In 1986, De Niro starred in Roland Joffé's The Mission, which earned the Palme d'Or, his second Cannes winner. In 2011, he served as the president of the Cannes jury, further cementing his stature as a global cinematic authority. Most recently, in 2023, he returned with Scorsese's Killers of the Flower Moon, which was showcased at the festival to critical acclaim. Festival organizers described De Niro as a cinematic legend whose work has shaped the language of modern film. As part of the celebration, De Niro will also host an exclusive masterclass on May 14, 2025, at the Debussy Theater, sharing insights from his illustrious career with festival goers and film enthusiasts. "It's like coming home. I have such close feelings for Festival de Cannes. Especially now when there's so much in the world pulling us apart, Cannes brings us together. Storytellers, filmmakers, fans, and friends," De Niro said in a heartfelt statement. The 78th Festival de Cannes will run from May 13 to May 24, 2025, bringing together top filmmakers, actors, and producers from around the world.